Okay, we are holding in Simen Nun Dalad, the dinim of Yishtabach. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Yishtabach eina posachas beboruch. It doesn't begin with the word boruch. Lefi shehi smucha, because it's considered connected to, joined to boruch she'omer, which we start Psukei Dezimra with. Sheshtehin niskenu al Psukei Dezimra. These were established to be the opening and closing brachos of the Psukei Dezimra. Zu lifnehem, zu leachareim. One beforehand and one afterwards. Says Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph, Shehi Smucha, it's considered attached. Va'afal gad psukim mafsikim b'nehim, but you have a lot of psukim in between, from Baruch Sha'amar until you get to Yishtabach. Well, have you have sake, that's not going to be an interruption. Kimo, bracha achroine, shebekriya shema, o shebehalel, gam kein, eina mascheles b'boruch mihai taima. For this is the same reason why the bracha at the end of shema, or the end of halel, doesn't start with the words baruch as well, because it's connected to the opening bracha that did yes begin with the word baruch. Now, Sif Beis, ein la'anos amen acher melech mehulal b'tishbachos. Don't jump the gun and answer amen early at that point. Ella, rather, acher che ha'olamim. We'll see different versions as to how to pronounce that word, che, the life of all worlds. Shesham hu sim ha'bracha. That's the actual correct ending of the bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Beis b'tishbachos. Zuhi nuscha, so this is the nusach that he had. Ava nuscha seinu, but our nusach is Keil Melech Gadol Batishbachos, the great God, Melech King, who's praised. Rosh Hashanah means like this: Sha'acher shesiim hashliach tzibur biyistabach baruchat Hashem Keil Melech Gadol Batishbachos lo yanes shum adam al ze amen. Don't say amen at that point. The akati is still lo havi siim habracha. It's not the end of the bracha yet. Ad she'amar gam kein keil ha'hodos, the God of who we give praises to. V'chulei ad chei ha'olamim benusach chei ha'olamim yish gorsim b'tzeirei. Some have a tzeirei, which means the life. V'yish gorsim b'patach v'chai ha'olamim v'afilu l'deyazu mikomokam yo'imer ha'olamim with a hey, the worlds. Why? V'hei ki pirusho, because it means Chai b'shnei ha'olamos v'shalit ba'olam hazeh uva'olam haba. Hashem rules over both this world and the world to come, and that's what it would mean if you don't say chei ha'olamim, chai ha'olamim. Shesham hu, sifkat and gimel, tzorach iyan, I mutter az lehafsik la'anos amen yeheshmei rabba u'kedusha. So where exactly are we up to at this point? We know, depending whether you're where you are in the Shema, between a prokim, whether I'm sukkim, what you're allowed to answer to, ki maimer ach echod hu ad sof, because this is one statement till the end. The ayim by chay odem klal hey sif yud gimel de bechol bracha kitzara also lahafsik beemza. In any small bracha here, kitzara means doesn't start with boruch. You're not allowed to interrupt in the middle. Afiu amen yehesh merabu kedusha v'yesh lechalek v'tzorachin. So he's not sure, at least with the tzorachin, as to whether one could respond at that point. That little tag on at the end of Yishtabach. Okay, Sif Gimel. Hamesaper bein Yishtabach liyotzer, the person who would speak at that point, averihi biyado, it's a sin, v'choyzer aleh me'orchei hanochom. In the times of the Jewish army who go out to war, they would send you back for this avera. V'yesh mishomer, some say, shelitzarchei tzibor, if there's something that's needed for the community, o lifsok tzedakah, to give out tzedakah, l'mi shebol, his parnes, min haket tzedakah. Someone's coming to give, and you're going to give them, you know, a portion out, the community funds at this point. Mutar lahafsik, you are allowed to interrupt at this point. So let's see the Mishnah verse first, then we'll do the Ramah. He says, Hamasap, if you speak, P'ksovim. K'sovim here means the writings of the Arizal. K'sov lomer baseris, he made tshuva during the 10 days of teshuva. Mizmor mimama kim krasicho Hashem. We add this in after Yishtabach, before the Kaddish. Bein Yishtabach liyotzer, v'tzorach in. So this is all P. Kabbalah, but, you know, in some of the yeshivish places, they don't necessarily add in this capital Tehillim at that point. Hey, me'orche ha'milchoma, for those who are going out to war, roitze loymer, de kasiv b'kra, mi ha'ish ha'yorei v'rach ha'levav yilech l'yosh l'veiso, the one who is either really physically afraid of war, or no, not he's a scaredy cat, he's scared of the averus he has, he goes home. V'omr chazal ha'yorei me'averus shebiyodos, they're talking about a person who has sins that he knows he's guilty of, and therefore he doesn't feel that he's on the level to go out to fight. Vizu gamkein bichlal averahi. So speaking here at this point in the davening is an avera. Veli rabba kosu b'shem amate Moshe shehaklipos mevatlin la'alois hatzafila. There's these spiritual energies negative energies, the klipas, that they're husks that stop the tefillas from ascending to go into the place they're supposed to. Va'ayde psuki de zimra machrisin osam, by saying the psuki de zimra. So here, literally, psuki de zimra, like a zemer, means a song of praise. But also in Kabbalah, they reinterpret psuki de zimra like to be zomer, to prune something. So it's cutting down, it's weeding out all the negative things. So he ends off by pointing out that these are such a serious avera that you would have to turn around. So therefore, it's appropriate not to speak. Okay, vav. Lifsok tzedakah, to portion and to give out tzedakah. Hu hadin l'chol dvar mitzvah. This, any mitzvah that had to be done at this point, this is the time to do it. V'davka bein ishtabach liyotzer shehu inyan achir. You have to do it before you start the next topic, the next section of the davening. Ava bein kaddish l'baruchu, if it's, you didn't do it before you started, you said kaddish, you said the baruchu at that point. O bein aprakim shal kriyashma v'rchoseha o shal psuki de zimra osu l'hafsik. You can't interrupt at any of these points. You have to make sure you finish the psuki de zimra. You haven't yet started the next one. Afilu b'tzarchi rabim udvar mitzvah. Even if there is something very important and it's for a mitzvah, you can't do it. Kidla el b'simen nun aleph. Is it earlier? Nun aleph siv dalad. Okay, now we're going to start the Ramah. Umizeh nispashet ma shenohogu beharbi mekomos. This is how the minhag is spread out in many places. Levarich cholim o likbo beis hakneses sheyase lo din bein yishtabach liyotzer v'chol zeh mikri letzarech mitzvah. So, make mishaberach. We don't really do this nowadays, but there is actually a story of Shachter once told where a Rav gave these women an eitzah, where the community, the shul, wasn't taking care of the mikvah. So he told the woman, stay in the Ezra's Nashim, and when they get to the Yishtabach, storm the shul, walk in, and refuse to step out until they agree to fix, make the repairs necessary for the mikvah. So that's what the Rav gave them, and it worked, because that's what the din is in Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to, you can force the hand, so to speak, to make them deal with it if they're not dealing with it at other appropriate times. So now that you took a break, so you have to say at least three psukim before you can continue. And then you say a kaddish after them. In the Mishnah Berurah, he says a shliach tzibur in Zion. Even if he's the only one saying these, you could go ahead and say the kaddish afterwards. It doesn't mean everyone has to repeat it. Miktas psukim de zimra ve'im lo amar psukim lo yomer kaddish. If you don't say these psukim, then you can't just go straight from there into a kaddish. Rak yaskel baruchu, you go with a baruchu below kaddish. You don't do this. You don't say a kaddish without psukim beforehand. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, Shel Olam lo timsa kaddish b'li psukim shelafonav, because you never ever find saying a kaddish without having psukim beforehand. I believe in Rabbi Tendler, all the shaman, his shul, that they before Musaf, they would repeat Ashrei again after the drasha, so then say the kaddish because of this din over here. Continues now. Im lo hashliach tzibur acher chazaras hatfila o belachash da'arvis. The Hakadish Kadi Koi Al Hatzfila, it's going on the davening. Because of Hamagin Avraham Shalichei Nohgu Loimer Prisas Shema. What does that mean? Prisas Shema explains it's Baruchu. Baruchu Nikos Prisas Shema. That's what it's called. Kidil Kamim Simin Samach Tesk, upcoming, in about the 15 Simon or so. Achron Gemara Tzfila Shemona Esrei Belachash, after you said the silent Shemon Esrei, Kidei Sheyomer Hakadish Al Tefila Shemon Esrei. See, the Kadish can go back on the Shemon Esrei. Aval Acher Kach Lo Shayech Loimer Kadish. And you can't go back and say the Kadish afterwards. Im Lo Amar Tzechila. If you didn't say it at first, Miktas Psukim, first Psukim. The Ata Now Chadoshim Mikorov Boy Sheporsin Shema Acher Kadish. They say a Baruchu after the Kadish. Basu, the last one. The Omrim Shnenis Kaddish. They say second Kaddish. They make like a sandwich. Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Kaddish. No good. It's not correct, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why in the world are you saying these two Kaddishim back to back? The Al Koponim Yesh Lulamdam Sheyomru Miktas Psukim Bein Shnei Kaddishim. That they should at least say some psukim betweenhand. Again, the bare minimum is to say three psukim, and once you have the three psukim, then in fact you can go ahead and continue with the kaddish. That's what the last line is here in the bottom. It says, in the Ramah, Kila Olam Ein Omrim Mekadesh Below Tehila Shlefonav. Right, the Mishnah Berurah here in Tess Below Tehila Ola Acher Tehila, or after you said this Kimo Shenis Shekisavnu BeSif Katan Hakodem, we just wrote Chain Acher Shalamat Eze Inyan MeTorah Shabal Peh Yuchaloi Mekadesh Derbonin. You're allowed to say Kadesh Derbonin after you've learned something from the Torah Shabal Peh. Va'im Mogin Avram Shemasik Dedav Ki'im Omer Acher Ze Al Koponim Miktas Dvar Agadit. You have to say a teaching of a God, not a halachic section, a non-legal section. Va'az yuchaloimer hakadosh derbanan. Then you're allowed to say the kadosh derbanan ki ikir hakadosh ze niskan al dvar agad. Because this was said after an agad. Al kain, therefore, minhag kol yisrael loimer acher pirkei avos acher bamim adlikin. After we say maimer de Rebbe Chananya ben Akasha, right, the famous one we say, oh, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Amar Rebbe Chanina, Tamin Yechamim Marvim Shalom. Another one of the famous. Masech is the end. The former Masech is the end with that, etc. Lefize yesh li zahir kishalomed in Mishnayis. If a person's learning Mishnayis, which is halacha, which is psakim, it's not agadato. Omru, Yomru should say b'sof halimud hamaymer de Rebbe Chananya ben Akasha chidoyme. Something similar to this, kedei shehiyu yecholim loimer al yedei ze acher kach hakadosh derbanan. Let's say the kadosh. V'acher Tanach. Let's say you're learning Navi, Navi Yirmiyahu, something like that. Omrim kadosh shalom. You say full kadosh. Afilu rak acher shlosh pesukim. You only have to sing only three pesukim. Ve'ein omer kadosh elaim kain yahayu asara anoshim bebeis hakneses b'shas amiras pesukim limud. You have to have 10 people there for this. Kimoshi is sheyizbayer b'simin nun hey. I'm going to be explaining up. That's the next. We'll get to the about the din of kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Beis. Vafilu im rak shnayim v'shlosh loim. Let's say only two or three people were learning. Okay, omrim kaddish kishiyesh shamasar. But if 10 people come in and now they're going to stand, they'll answer the kaddish even though they weren't learning. That yes works. Afilu mi shlolam b'yochel gam kein loimer hakaddish. Even one who wasn't doing the learning, he could say the kaddish. Kama priestess shema l'kama b'simin samach test. The same thing as not saying baruchu, as we'll learn later on. Okay, we will finish Emirat Hashem the rest of the Ramah to conclude this in with the next year.